Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome in hour number two of The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese in for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we'll talk with Kerry Kittles, the former NBA vet and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. A lot of stuff to get to this hour, but Olden, we're going to switch over to football. And the big story today is the Jets are very optimistic that Aaron Rodgers they're going to be able to get him to leave Green Bay and come to New York or at least New Jersey where they play. And they want him as their quarterback. They had all kinds of issues last year. If you remember, Olden, they got off to a nice start. I think they were 7-3 and it looked like they were going to make the playoffs. Then their quarterbacking just went south. In fact, I think they had four passing touchdowns in the last six games. That's how bad it was. I mean, just they could not get a touchdown from a quarterback, you know, and they tried all three of them. I mean, it was bad. I don't know what to make of this. I guess Aaron didn't say no, or I don't want to meet with you, so you should feel optimistic, right, that he met with you, and that means that at least the door is open, right? He could have said, no, I'm not meeting with anybody, and I'm just going to stay in Green Bay. I still believe that the best move for him is staying in Green Bay. Well, let me just say this, and then I want you to jump in. The AFC, with all the quarterbacks there, do you really believe that, like, the Jets aren't even the best team if you get Aaron Rodgers in their division? I still think Buffalo would be. And I'm not saying that Aaron can't play, won two MVPs. He had a bad year last year by his standards for sure. But he won two MVPs, and he's going to be 39 years old. And you just wonder if this is the right move. If I'm the Jets and I haven't won a Super Bowl, Olden, since 1969, and I want to do something, Lamar Jackson to me is a better. You could get him for 3 or 4 years. You have a younger team. You're not ready to win next year. I don't believe the Jets are ready to win next year. Wouldn't you rather build with somebody? They went down this road before with Brett Favre for 1 year, and it didn't work.
Exactly. And now you're going to get another guy, you know, with Green Bay ties.
Right.
And so to me, it's a weird thing, but I think the Jets, what they're trying to do is sell tickets more than anything else. And I'm a Giants fan, so go ahead, get him. I don't care. You know, we own New York in football.
You went to high school in the Bronx, right?
Yeah. And so to me, you know, this is a season ticket type move, you know, because it's going to definitely, you know, have
people
talking. Oh, no, it's
buzz. If you get Aaron Rodgers, he's got 4 MVPs.
Exactly.
I mean, like, right, no doubt.
And so, but from what I was hearing, you know, and I don't know how true it is, you know, there's rumors flying all over the place, you know, that, you know, they might have an agreement already in place, you know, between Green Bay and the Jets. So there's so many different components to this. But Aaron Rodgers, what I don't like is every year he does this. And that's why I believe the Green Bay Packers have had enough. And they're going to make a move because you cannot keep holding us hostage every single offseason.
It's not where Brett Favre was because it was very similar at the end.
The guy
you remember
that?
The
guy that sold all that money? Him? Oh, no, never mind.
That guy. No, and I understand it. And because his decision really is if he's going to play again. And when you get to this age, you do have to think about it and make a decision. And I get it. But these guys are 38, 39 years old. It's a long time. We know we saw Tom Brady go to age 45. He quit and came back, you know, old. And so I do get, like, you got to be mentally right to continue to play. I just wonder if what do you think about my Lamar Jackson, you know, going to get a guy who's got upside. You know, like if you're going to give Aaron Rodgers $59 million this year, I would just give Lamar the $250 million guaranteed or whatever it is. You're the Jets. You haven't won anything. You haven't been relevant since Rex Ryan was your coach. Remember they went to the AFC Championship game 2 years in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the last time that they were really, like, viable.
But I do like that, what you're talking about with Lamar Jackson. I mean, he has more years left on his body than Aaron Rodgers does. And right now, Aaron Rodgers to me, you know, is basically living off the pass. And I don't think he's the same quarterback he was 5 years ago, quite obviously.
Last year had a bad year, but he did win back-to-back MVPs. That was just 2 years
ago. That's what I said. He's living off that. So to me, I don't need that anymore. What have you done for me lately? That's my mentality. And I do believe Lamar Jackson would offer you a little bit more, you know, time to figure things out and still win games. And you know, but it's unfortunate right now because everybody's in a holding pattern until, you know, Green Bay decides what they're going to do.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I look at the NFC and I think it's wide open. Think about the teams, Olden, San Francisco. You got 2 injured quarterbacks. You don't know what they're going to be, right?
Yeah.
Tom Brady left Tampa Bay. So that team's... The Rams, Stafford's coming back from an injury. They might trade away some of their better players, right? So they're in flux. Like, you could go up and down the NFC, and I just think that there's an opening, a chance if you get better, if you play better than the Packers played a year ago, you know, and give it one more college try. And if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'd rather retire there than going and doing the same exact thing that Brett Favre did. I just find it weird as anything, don't you? I find it very weird to do the same exact thing that the last guy who left the Packers did.
But that's the beauty of this sport, man. There's so many different weird components to it. But I again, you know, with everything that I've been seeing, the Jets, it seems like they really think they have a shot of getting Aaron Rodgers because some of the moves that they've been making, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we got to get ourselves ready just in case. You know, they just released, what's his name, Braxton Berrios, you know. And it's like stuff like that. And they just did a trade for the Ravens safety, Chuck Clark. So it's like there's so many different little things that they're doing. It's like, okay, you know what? You know, we've been talking about
closed doors. And they brought in Nathaniel Hackett. They brought in, right, as the offensive coordinator.
Ooh, I hope he does better when he was the head coach.
But he was with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. I called him Nathaniel Can Hackett, because he really didn't do a good job there and got fired. So he got a boatload of money, and he's right back into a gig. You know, He's friends with Saleh from San Francisco, right?
And it's good to have friends in high places.
Man, in the NFL, it's all cronyism and friends and buddies. I mean, that's just
it's, call it what it is.
And it's bad because people of color don't have the same ways in and out. You know what I mean? To get those jobs,
We're not going to go there, are we?
No. We're talking about the Aaron Rodgers, but I'm just saying. Because of the cronyism, you know what I mean? Where you're hiring friends and buddies.
You hire who you know and who you're comfortable with.
Exactly. And if you're not in that circle, then you kind of get left out.
Exactly.
If they don't, say Aaron Rodgers says, hey, I was flattered. Thank you very much. Whatever. Now what? I mean, if you're the Jets, I mean, it's not many options left. But I don't know why. I'm surprised why they don't believe in Lamar, who is a unanimous MVP. Who I know he's been hurt the last 2 years, right? Old, and I'm not blind. But he's won 75% of the games he started. 75%.
He's getting a knock right now, and it's kind of upsetting me, you know, seeing how he's being handled right now. And so to me, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the Ravens, you know, and some of it has to do with the Ravens because you didn't really develop Lamar, you know, as a pocket-type quarterback. And so, to me, all the plays you run is basically him getting out on the outside and taking off. So, it's not his fault. He does what you tell him to do. And so, I don't like it, man, because this guy, like you said, a unanimous MVP. I mean, a really
good guy.
It's
only happened twice in the league.
Yeah. And so, it's not like he's a problem person. You're not hearing about him like some other people. And so, to me, I just don't understand why he's getting – why there's this knock on him.
Right. And it is because of the – you know, he wants a fully guaranteed contract, but why not? Olden, that's one of – Chris and I talk about all the time, like the players' union, shame on them for not having guaranteed contract. That's the league you need to have a guaranteed contract, right, with all the injuries.
Yes, I've been saying that. That's more than any other sport.
Right.
They need guaranteed money.
They do, and they don't have it. But where are you? We want to hear from you. The Jets are walking around letting everybody who'll listen know Aaron Rodgers is coming to New Jersey, exit 16W. How about that, Olden? Exit 16W on the New Jersey Turnpike. Are you buying it? Do you think it's a done deal? Are you skeptical? Do you expect Aaron Rodgers to maybe stay in Green Bay? What's your read on this? Because the Jets sound like they have them in the bag, but it is the New York Jets. Things don't always work out the way they want it. All right, we'll want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Olden Polonese, in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless hey, you guys think your team can outbid the Jets for Aaron Rodgers in the U.S. of A.
Shopping for tires can be, yes, deflating. Not at TireRack.com, though. Fast, free shipping, and free road hazard protection are just a start. Did you know they test tires? They've got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and a comfortable ride. They share their results so that you can make an informed choice. Go to TireRack.com/sports, and they'll tell you, you'll tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like a full line of Kumho tires, ship fast and free to you, and one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is available in many areas as well. They'll bring the new tires to your home or work and install them on site. You heard me right. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let it breathe,
the
Alex.
The deluxe apartment in the sky.
Go ahead, Holden.
We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.
Here we go. It's fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill.
Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Now you're up in the big leagues.
Just not turn that bat.
Long as we live, it's you and me, baby. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Guys, we're moving on up.
That's right. It's a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Olden Polynice, in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, is this happening? Do you think it'll happen? Will this fall apart in the last minutes, in the last hours or seconds or whatever? Or is this? Do you feel like this is a done deal? And is this the right move for Aaron Rodgers to agree to play in New Jersey? 877-996-6369. And I know we got caller.
Yes, we do. First off, we have Emmett from Olympia. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
Rob Parker, Olden Polynice on a TV theme song, Pfeiffer Tower Trivia. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're jam-packed tonight. No doubt about it. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. And for this Rodgers thing, it's just I feel like the Jets, I feel like they're just going to do what the Jets do best and screw it up. I mean, but then again, it's like, where else would Aaron Rodgers go? Because now Green Bay is open to trading him. And the difference is, the past couple of years, they weren't really trying to listen to those offers. And now that, like, the Raiders backed out, and, like, I feel like the Raiders and the Jets were the two teams that were really in it to win it for Aaron Rodgers, because the Packers said, we're not trading him to the NFC. And they said that, like, 2 months ago. So I think at this point, since the Raiders claim they're backing out, I think the Jets have the best odds. But our guy VJ Husky, you know, Fox Sports Radio host, he calls the Jets the bum you-know-what Jet for a reason, and that's because the Jets do Jets things. I mean, they can mess this up at the very end, and that's the thing. And I think Aaron Rodgers still has some things to prove. If he can win another ring, that would mean so much to who Aaron Rodgers is as a quarterback, just because of how, like, crazy people are about, like, the rings and the right. Super Bowls and all that. I think Aaron Rodgers definitely back. I mean, he still has good football in him. I think he's going to be on another team next year.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, I want to know, is Aaron Rodgers getting married anytime soon?
I don't know.
Because that's the only ring he's getting.
Oh, my.
Too
wow.
Soon.
Too soon is right. 877-99 on Fox.
All right. We're going to go with Aaron from Virginia. Aaron.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, buddy?
It's a privilege and an honor to talk to both of you tonight.
Well, you see who's working all the time, right?
Yeah, man, Chris Broussard these days is like the AD of sports talk radio.
Man, that's messed up.
I'm just saying.
He's out.
You know I haven't had a vacation. I'm not complaining, but I haven't had a vacation. You ready, Holden? Since August. I worked all the holidays since August.
Rob, wow. You are the Cal Ripken Jr. of Fox Sports.
Wow.
Yep. But it's all good.
My time will come.
No,
he's the Mikal Bridges.
That's right. The one guy who plays in the NBA.
I just wanted to hear your thought real quick on this. I'm surprised the Jets wouldn't make a bigger push for Lamar Jackson.
I agree.
Simply because, yeah, they got it. They got a lot of skill positions right now. They got the cap space, a lot of guys on their rookie deal. You know, you want something for the future with all these young guys.
I just think that in the AFC with the other teams and quarterbacks, I just think it's a hard – I don't see the Jets – even with Aaron Rodgers going to the Super Bowl next year. And then what do you do after that if that's it for him, right? Holden, he's going to make $59 million this year, right? So he gets his money. Next year will be 40. And then he says, okay, now I'm done. Now you're the Jets. You got to go looking for another quarterback.
Of course. I mean, but this is going to come down to, you know, Aaron Rodgers making his own decision. And you're right. The numbers – oh, my Lord. I didn't even know he was getting that kind of contract.
$59 million. That's what he's going to make this year.
Oh, he has no worries right now.
No. Can you imagine making – oh, then you were a professional basketball player. Somebody paying a check from somebody else for you to play a game for 1 year, $59 million. I think that's the
pay. Listen, bench players are making more in 1 year than I made my whole career.
Crazy. Mashugana, no doubt. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we got Morgan from Bakersfield. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Rob, always good to hear you. Odin, great to talk to you for the first time.
Appreciate you. You know that. Yep.
Yeah, I agree with the first caller. I think the Jets are going to jet. They're going to jet it up. they're gonna figure out how to mess us up. You know, my grandpa used to always say, because he was a Chargers fan growing up, he used to always say that they would snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory.
Right.
And I think that the Jets are going to do this because they haven't been relevant since Ben Franklin invented electricity. So
very nice. Ooh. I was going to say since the Louisiana Purchase was in escrow or since Moby Dick was a guppy, but I'll leave that out.
Nice. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call. 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, man. We got Dwayne from the LBC. What's up, Dwayne?
What's up, brothers? Much respect to both of you, man. I've been listening to you guys for a long time.
Thank you.
I just want to say just a couple things. You're welcome. Aaron needs to go. He's a prima donna, full of himself. And anytime somebody paying you that kind of money and you always unsure, then it's time to get rid of you. Lamar Jackson definitely needs to get out of Baltimore. I'm not sure why nobody's looking at him. But, Chris, I did want to mention to you, man, I heard that that piece you did with Doug Gottlieb a couple of weeks ago.
You meant Rob. Go ahead. You meant me, Rob. You said
so
Chris. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that, Chris. But
it's okay.
No. You mean you said Rob. You talking about
Rob
when me?
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, yes. Rob did it. It's okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I said, okay, yeah. So you remember, you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yes, Doug Gottlieb and I filled in for Dan Patrick, and we got into a debate over the coaching hiring.
Right. And so my thing is you're never going to get them to really admit the reality of what you were saying, that things of the past still exist today, and everything that exists today grew out of something. And so especially when it comes to black athletes and entertainers, it's just not the same in the way that they handle us. Opposed to others, and it's always going to be like that, and it's been like that.
Yeah.
My issue with that is I think more black athletes in particular should come together and give back to a lot of the black HBCUs. Now, I recognize that they've been giving us the HBCUs a lot more airtime on national television lately, but more of the players, former players need to do what Deion did down at Jackson State. We need more of that.
I agree with you. And you, there's money to donate, and you know this Olden with taxes, you know, like you're gonna either the government's gonna take it or you could give it away, right? I mean, it's one, you have one of two choices. So some of it you have to give away, and it would be nice to fund some of the HBCU schools and donate there where they really need the money. Do we have time, Alex, to squeeze one more in? I'm just
wanna, do one more.
One more. Olden, you got one more?
I got one more for you. I got Lex from Stockton.
You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing today?
Doing great.
I want to touch more on the Lamar Jackson thing. So I'm not a Ravens fan. I'm a Dolphins fan. And when the playoff time came and Tua wasn't available, my knee-jerk reaction was, man, this is when this guy needs to be available. But then the human in me took over and said, yeah, you know what? We got to think about this guy's head and everything. And I'm wondering if maybe the fact that Lamar wasn't available to the team for that playoff game, if that hurt his stock a little bit around the league, because if this was my knee-jerk on a guy that had a head injury,
well,
it could be the knee-jerk reaction back for Lamar. And that's to piggyback a little bit on the caller before me is saying old things in the NFL just don't change, because look, here's Aaron Rodgers going off on these weird retreats and everything, and everybody's still out here looking at him.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair.
That's a great point.
But it is fair that did he fake an injury at the end and he was holding out, holding because he didn't get a contract from Baltimore, and now people are looking at him and say, see what he did, man? He wasn't really hurt, but he didn't play in the playoff game. They lost. Is that the guy you really want to be the head of your franchise?
My only thing
is you got to be careful when you diagnose somebody and you don't really know whether or not they're hurt. Do you remember Jay Cutler in a playoff game, Olden, a few years back? Jay Cutler was with the Bears. He was he came out of the game in a playoff game, and people trashed him on Twitter and all this stuff. And of course, he wound up having surgery after that. Like, he had a real injury, and you got to be careful to make a judgment on whether or not someone has an injury. All right. Let's do this. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Kerry Kittles, get some more NBA stuff. We'll talk with him, Olden. That'll be fun. All right, appreciate it. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker, Olden Polynes in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Now let's welcome in Kerry Kittles, the former NBA vet, of course, and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Kerry, welcome to the show. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
Let's start here.
Yes, let's start here. Obviously, you do a lot of Brooklyn Nets stuff, and now we see Kevin Durant injured again. How shocked were you that he wound up being injured? He's been injured, Kerry, the last few years. He can't seem to stay healthy.
Yeah, that was a fluke accident there. You know, they said he slipped. I watched the replay there. The ankle just kind of gave out. On a simple uncontested layup by himself warming up, that was an unfortunate incident that happened with him. So we'll see what happens. They're saying the timetable now is 3 weeks, which pushes you up right against the playoffs. They don't have enough time to develop enough chemistry, in my opinion, to really advance in the West. But we'll see what happens, because he's obviously a great player when he's healthy.
Hey, Kerry, Olden here. I know you're the pride of St. Augustine, and my question to you is this. It's kind of like a follow-up, you know, because I know, you know, unfortunately, you know, you had a really promising career, and then, you know, you had a bunch of injuries. And we've had this argument, you know, between hurt and injured. What is it about the league right now to where we've seen so many injuries or guys being out?
That's an interesting point. And Rob and I and Chris have been debating this over a year now, and I've been raving about the speed of the game, Olden, and I think this is what we're seeing now. The what happens, you know, when we play, right? We were on our feet. We had our ankles taped 6 days a week. You either had 3 games 1 week and 3 practices, or you had 4 games and 2 practices. These guys now are the same thing. They don't have any more practices yet, and still they're still getting injured. And I don't understand it with all this science and medicine and all these, you know, therapists that they have to help them manage their bodies. I think the grind of the speed is definitely a factor. But what also is a factor, too, is that they don't practice. They don't prepare their bodies to deal with the daily grind of a 48-minute game. And now you're being said, okay, you come into practice, you get some shots up, and then you go home, and now you're playing in games, and your body isn't ready for it, and these bodies are just breaking down.
Great point.
No doubt. We've been talking about it ad nauseum, but trying to figure out why this is. Kerry, let me ask you about the Dallas Mavericks, and you know, people were feeling good. Kyrie went there. We talk about Durant going to the Suns. Now Kyrie, it has not worked out. Like they can be an offensive juggernaut. They can't stop anybody defensively. Is that match not long for the making? Because you won't be able to win anything if you don't play any defense in the NBA.
Yeah, you're right. That team is really struggling defensively. I think their numbers are pretty low for a team that's aspiring to contend in the West. And Kyrie, this is a big year for him. Remember, he lost a lot of money last year with the vaccine being out.
Yeah,
he's looking to get paid this summer. So he's trying his darndest to play well, for this last stretch and do and say all the right things. And present himself in a way where he could get compensated this off season. But right now the chemistry isn't quite there with him and Luka. We'll see if Jason Kidd can help those two guys figure it out. But I mean, they had aspirations of really contending in the West, making that move to bring him in. And what we've seen thus far is a disjointed team late in the games. Where you figure these two guys are go-to guys, with Kyrie leading the league and scoring in the fourth quarter, and hasn't been able to get it done in the Mavs uniform thus far.
Hey, Kerry. Now, this question, you know, because you were an eighth pick like I was, and so, you know, I love, you know, talking with eighth picks. But when you came in, you know, you set the rookie record, 158 three-pointers. Now, did you ever?
That would have been 300 now.
I know that's to my question, you know, and that, you know, his rookie year was 1997. So did you ever even fathom that we would be in this position right now as far as the NBA with the 3-point shot?
No, not at all. I'm as shocked as you are, Odin, with the number of threes. And I tell the story. I went to a Wizards training camp when Scottie Brooks was coaching there. And he told me he was trying to get Bradley Beal to take 20 threes in the game. And I was like, wait,
20?
He's like, we're trying to get these numbers up. Because the analytics are saying the value of the three is that high, and the value of the two is just that low. We need to get up more threes. And I remember this was like 5-6 years ago. They were trying to figure out a way of increasing the three attempts. And we're seeing it now, right? We're seeing it across the board where the lane is wide open and you're seeing guys driving there getting wide open layups because you have to guard the perimeter. You don't want to give up threes because they practice the threes so much. Everybody from top to bottom are practicing threes nonstop in the gym. And so you have to guard that shot because the value is so high. It's a different game, Odin, and us former players have to force ourselves to embrace this modern game for what it is. Unfortunately, there's no more mid-range and no more post play.
Unbelievable. Last thing, Kerry, got about a minute to go here. The Knicks were riding hot. They had won 9 games in a row, and people were like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, the Knicks in the East making some noise, trying to get into the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. And then Tuesday night, they fall flat, losing to the bad Charlotte Hornets. What do you make of that? Like that stopped their 9-game winning streak. They shot 5-for-26 in the fourth quarter against the bad Hornets. All right, that's just one game. But what do you think of the Knicks and their recent play?
Yeah, I think we all know that team will go as far as Jalen Brunson will take them, and he's out the lineup right now with an injury. I don't know what he's due to come back, and it showed, right? Those possessions against the Hornets were sloppy. The shot selection, they had no chemistry. They couldn't figure themselves out. And so they need his leadership out there. They need what he does. He makes everyone better with his playmaking and his passing. And obviously his scoring, what he's been able to do scoring the ball this year. I didn't expect to see him excel that well offensively and be that consistent of a scorer. But they need him in uniform. If he's healthy, you know, they'll make the playoffs and they'll push the team to maybe 6 games at best.
All right. His name is Kerry Kittles. former NBA vet and Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Hey, Kerry, thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Kerry.
All right. Coming up next on The Odd Couple, Jim Boeheim pushed out at Syracuse. Wow. We want to talk about that. He was only 78. You know that. Like the oldest. You ready for this, Olden? The oldest college coach ever. 78. Ever. We'll talk about, did Syracuse do the right thing, or were they, you know, harsh, pushing Jim Boeheim out? That plus more. It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese, in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Double play. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com. Rob Parker, Olden Polonese in for Chris Broussard. And Olden, the news from Syracuse, New York, that Jim Boeheim wouldn't say he retired and the team didn't say they fired him. They just said, get out. I don't know what else to say. What do you make of this? I mean, he was 47 years there. The dude, look, Syracuse is probably 20 years too late, to be honest. Guy's 78 years old, coaching 19-year-olds, 18 and 19-year-olds. How did he relate? He won one championship, older than 47 years. You know how many great players went through Syracuse?
Yeah, a lot.
I'm sorry.
A lot.
I just... How did he get to stick around this long?
Because they recruit. The young coaches go out and recruit. Bam doesn't go out and recruit. He was about at least 10 years overdue. You know, I think around two. My thing is this. If they vote you in the Hall of Fame, you should retire either that year or the next.
You still,
you cannot
you
be
shouldn't
coach.
Still be coaching. I 100%.
So to me, he's way overdue, man.
And that's a flaw in the basketball Hall of Fame. Yeah. I just think it's a flaw. Like in baseball, Olden, you know I vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame. You have to be retired for 5 full years before you can be considered for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and that's the way it should be.
And that's the way it should be, because I cannot be watching you coach and you know you're in the Hall of Fame. But again, he was way, way overdue. And I understand, you know, some people, they need to do it. That's all he knows probably. But yeah, at the same time, you don't relate to any of these kids. You are a great-great-grandfather.
Right. I'm 100%. And it ain't like if you were winning and it was hard to let go. Do you know, like, they won one? If Carmelo Anthony didn't show up for that one year,
yeah,
he would be 0-47.
Yeah, they made three finals, three championship games, but you know, the one championship with Carmelo, and you know, that was it. But I mean, Syracuse really has not been relevant for a while.
It is amazing. And then, you know, like, his little pushback was he didn't give a quote for the statement that Syracuse, I mean, like, after all these years, these people took care of you for half a century, and you don't even give a statement, or at least, you know what I mean? Like he was, oh, I didn't say I retired, and he wanted them to give him that. Am I right?
I didn't like that. That was whack. Come on, you too old for that. Come on. See, that's
stop it.
You too old for that.
And then he was like, well, the other coaches have jobs. I can't stay, or I can't do what. So he wanted to be paid for not doing anything. Yeah. And I'm just like, how much money do they have to give you?
Man, whatever.
This is the thing with college basketball, and you know this, Alden.
I call them.
I mean, these guys, and this is what's bad with these coaches. They stay so long, and they feel entitled.
These guys are glorified high school coaches.
Oh, my God.
I think he stopped being relevant a while ago. Like, he won the championship in 2003. And so
that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
that was 20 years ago.
And so to me, and then, you know, I'll give you 5, maybe 10 years after that, 2013.
But not 20 years after the fact. And not when you're 78.
78. You should
From
be
what
just,
I read, he's the oldest college basketball coach ever. There was never anybody coaching college basketball at 78 years old.
Ever. When they put that behind your name.
He coached so long that when he started coaching, the ball still had laces.
No, listen.
I'm just saying.
Listen.
Can you believe a basketball had laces?
When he started coaching, okay, Jimmy Carter.
Was the president? Unbelievable. I mean, I get it, Syracuse.
That's a long time, man.
That's a long time ago. And he still and he still wants to be there. Like I know he's got a young wife and all that.
Rob, is he gonna go get another job?
Yeah, I guess he's trying to get another job. Are the Washington Generals hiring? Maybe he can be coach of the Washington Generals. Can he carry a bucket of confetti? That would be cool.
Oh man.
I don't know. I just, you know, I'm not trying to make his whole career comedy, but 47 years, one championship, and still at age 78, he's still kind of fighting not to leave. All right, coming up next on The Odd Couple, hour number three, and we're going to get back to the association. We got some more stuff to talk about there in basketball. I can't wait. Fred Van Vliet and his call out of the referee. I mean, we'll get into that, older than that, yes, and much more. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Stick and Stay.
Live from Louisville.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.